This is Victor Miller. Join me each week when I host Beach Business Speaks, only heard on Beach Booster Radio. Coming at you every Sunday at 10 a.m. and Monday and Wednesday at 5:30 p.m., where I am vocal for local business. This is not your average talk show, and for that, I do apologize.
This is Greg Buchanan from Junior's Pizza, and I listen to Vic Miller, Beach Business Speaks, only on Beach Booster Radio.
This is Victor Miller of Beach Business Speaks, only heard on Beach Booster Radio, where I am vocal for local business. Now, let's get on with the show. Joining me today is Greg Buchanan. Welcome, Greg.
Thank you, Vic.
Thanks for finally getting in here, because I know you're a really busy young entrepreneur right now.
Yes, very busy, just opening up, and now we're in our sixth week. It's been very busy, lots of support from the community so far. And,
well, yeah, you're giving a lot of support to the community already, too. We're going to discuss that in a minute, okay?
Excellent.
This is Greg Buchanan. He's only 19, people. He should be the Young Entrepreneur of the Year for Wasaga Beach. He is the owner, 19 years of age. He is the owner of Junior's Pizza, located at 198 Main Street in Wasaga Beach, right beside the Hawk Shop. And the phone number, which is also has delivery, is 705-352-7492. We're going to repeat that later. And what's your website, Greg?
Right now, we're just operating off of Facebook, so you can find us on Facebook, spelled as the business name, Junior's Pizza. And, as the time grows here, we're going to be working on getting a website put together that will offer online ordering system.
Excellent. I know some people have been asking about wanting to see your menu.
Yes.
They want to call in and have the menu. They can't find it. Is that on your Facebook?
Yes, that's directly on our Facebook page. That can be found right on our page, posted by myself, right on the direct page. So it'd be no problem finding that. It should be the first thing that pops up on the page.
Okay, excellent. Now, how long have you been cooking?
It's probably about 3 years now. You know, it started actually just in my backyard with my neighbors. They like to eat. They're up from the city, Italians. They know their food. You know, and it just sort of came. They kind of became our testers. And, you know, as time grew on, my dad as well, he used to drive transport truck. He used to take things into work. And, you know, they kind of became the testers. And, you know, over time, we got the confidence to open up this business. And, you know, it's starting to turn into something pretty great.
Yeah, in a very short time, it's really taken off like gangbusters.
Yeah,
it really
absolutely.
Has.
It's been pretty impressive to see.
What are your hours of operation?
Right now, through the week, we go 10:30 to 10. And on Friday, we open up a half hour earlier, 10 o'clock to 10 o'clock. And on the weekends, we open up a little later, 11 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the evenings. As summer comes along, those hours will extend more, probably starting within May 2-4 weekend around there.
Wow. You're working 7 days a week?
Yes, sir.
Well, you're only 19, so you've got a lot of energy to do that.
I hope so, right?
Yeah, trust me. I've been there and done that. Years ago. Okay, I gotta let people know. I got a five-topping large pizza from your establishment just a little short time ago.
Yes.
I was shocked that it was only $18.
Yep.
It's coming with anchovies, the way I love it, with extra cheese, the fresh bacon. That was great.
Yes.
Not little bacon bits.
No, it's fresh. It's cooked in the store daily. You know, it's thick bacon, cut to the way we like it. We have a slicer at the back. You know, we slice it directly how we want it to be on the pizza. So, it's, you know, nothing I have on my menu is it all frozen at any time. It's fresh. We pick out our own vegetables. You know, it doesn't come on a truck. The only thing that we have come on a truck is our cheese directly from our supplier, and that's probably the best cheese supplier you'll find in all of North America.
Yeah, this pizza was absolutely fantastic. And I also had hot sausage on mine and the peppers, and you could tell everything was fresh.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, our pepperoni comes fresh from Hoffman's in big tubes. You know, those are sliced daily on our, you know, our slicer as well. The sausage that comes up from Hoffman's, really, you know, that's the difference. You know, a truck, they just send you your product. You have no choice if you like it or you don't like it. Whereas, you know, when we go down to our produce, you know, we find what we think will be the best on our pizza, the best toppings, you know, that we can provide to our customers. And I think that's what, you know, we want to differentiate from the norm, right? We want to be separating.
Yeah, you're not a chain pizza place.
No, not at all. And, you know, that's what we wanted to separate.
Family run.
Yeah,
everything's family fresh.
Run. Yes.
Everything's done daily.
Yeah, 100%. You know, there's not one thing that I can say I have frozen. You know, it comes fresh. My veal, my chicken, they both come out from Woodbridge from a very good supplier. You know, we've done a lot of research looking to find these products, you know, to make these people, you know, want to come back and, you know, want to, you know, taste that product and say, wow, you know. And, you know, again, that comes back. We want to differentiate. There's really for pizza in this town. I'm not knocking my, you know, my competition or anything like that. But fresh is everything to me. You know, as a customer, I want to taste my food. I want to know that, wow, you know, say, wow, that was excellent, you know.
Well, it was what I had.
No, I'm glad to hear.
I don't usually eat the crust on the pizza. I ate all the crust.
Yeah.
Okay. So that says an awful lot for you, okay?
Yeah.
Because I never do.
No,
never.
I'm glad to hear that. I mean, you know, that's made fresh as well. You know, it never sits more than a day. You know, in fact, to keep up with demand, I have an even bigger mixer coming in the next couple of weeks. So, you know, we'll see. It's probably about the same height as me, this thing. So,
welcome to business, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to business. Okay, let's talk about your menu.
Oh, absolutely.
Obviously, you've got small, medium, and large pizzas?
Yes, sir.
Okay, throw some prices at us.
Well, just base costs, you know, your sauce and cheese, you're looking at $7.99 for a medium. You know, that's your cheese, your sauce, your dough, obviously. And then when you go up to large, you're looking at $9.99, and for extra large, $11.50. And, you know, per topping for a medium, you're looking at $1.25, large, $1.50. As you get up to extra large, $1.75. And, you know, my prices are priced competitively, but I can do that because I buy my stuff fresh. I don't buy, you know, from a direct company. I go and I pick out my product fresh, and that's the difference why I can afford to be competitive and to offer mm-hmm. those prices, mm-hmm. you know.
Excellent. What else is on your menu?
I've got a whole whack of different things on my menu right now, and, you know, we're just introducing...
throw it at us.
Yeah, we're just introducing, you know, we got this chicken cutlet sandwich we just put on the menu this week. And, you know, it's as fresh as it gets. And, you know, the toppings, just the flavor that comes off of these things is just incredible.
I saw that posting on Facebook. It looked delicious.
Yes. I think you saw it. It was on there. And, you know, that thing, it's taken off. We got some veal sandwiches that are just killer. Amazing flavor on those.
What prices are we looking at here?
For a sandwich, Italian sandwich, you're looking at $7.99 sandwich.
Oh, great.
And if you wanted a chicken cutlet sandwich, $7.99 for a single cutlet, double cutlet, you're looking at $2 more. Sandwich.
Okay.
You know, the meatballs, those are pretty.
What's on the cutlet sandwich? The chicken cutlet?
Chicken cutlet sandwich. It's
got like a sauce and stuff on top of it?
No, it's just a variety of different things. You know, it's we throw some mayonnaise, mix some different spices in there. Some fresh stuff out of the garden, really, you know, some onion and some basil, and you just sort of put it all together into one thing, and it's a whack of different flavors, and they all hit you. You know, it's just amazing. You know, I was thinking about it 30 minutes after I ate it the other day, and wow, I want another one, you know. we have this friend that comes up from Penetang, and he comes up now 3-4 times a week now just to get food from us, just because he says he's thinking about it on the way home. So,
oh, that's great.
Yes, sir.
Word of mouth.
Yes.
Word of mouth travels really quickly when you've got good product, okay?
Yes.
Good on you. People have been asking me, do you have anything gluten-free?
Yes. Actually, that's probably one of the things we've added to our menu that we can take pride in. You know, we've had a lot of different people come in and try it. Well, not a lot, but 4 or 5 different people have tried our gluten-free crust, and that comes up fresh from a bakery. You know, and we've asked different people to call us back, give our feedback, you know, about it and see, you know, how it compares. We, you know, we did our research on it, wanted to make sure we had something that appealed to people with that. And, you know, the calls we've received on that are just overwhelming. You know, it comes up fresh. It costs a little more for me to buy that because it's coming right from a bakery, right? So,
mm-hmm.
you know, looking at that, it's $15 base, sauce, cheese, pepperoni, and an additional topping, $1.25 a topping. It's the size of a medium pizza. It's a little more expensive. But my price is priced obviously because of the product, right?
Right, and it's all fresh. It's all fresh. We all know
yes.
it's fresh. Great, so you do have gluten-free.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we know everything's made from scratch. Everything's fresh. And you've got Panzerotti. And you do it the right way.
Yes. We've received a lot of good feedback about that. My dad takes a lot
of pride.
It's
deep fried.
Yeah, it's deep fried. You know, that's something my dad, he takes a lot of pride in. You know, when he was working in the trucking industry, he used to take those into work. And, you know, guys would order 6-7 at a time off them just because they were that good. You know, it's something he's really got good at. He's taken a lot of pride in it. And, you know, I used to think about those when I was away in the States playing hockey. You know, I missed them a lot. So, you know, even my neighbors that come up from Hamilton, they're always texting them saying, hey, are there Panzos for Friday? And, you know, different things like that. So it was nice to get that on the menu and offer it to the public and, you know, get their feedback on that. And, you know, again, they've been really positive about it and enjoyed it. And it's been good to hear.
How much is the Panzerotti?
$8.50. You get up to 5 toppings in that, and you get a pop as well with that.
Yeah, what's in the Panzerotti?
Anything you want. Sauce, we do on the side.
I remember your dad mentioned something like ham to me.
Yeah, well,
because he asked me what do I like in my Panzerotti.
Yes, my dad, his classic, what he does, what he used to take to his fellow workers with him in the trucking industries, he used to put pepperoni, bacon, ham, onion, green olive, and green pepper. And that's what he calls his classic.
That's the one I'm going to have.
Yeah, that's the classic.
That's the one.
That's the one I have, too. That's my personal favorite.
So are we going to call that Junior's Panzerotti?
I think so.
It's Junior's Classic Panzerotti?
Yeah, well, you better call it Senior's because it was his idea.
Senior's, okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
we won't leave Dad out too much.
Yeah, yeah, no. You got to include him because a lot of it, he put a lot of effort into his product as well. So, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. People need to know. I'm very proud of you, by the way, for the way
you've
come forward with helping here.
Yeah.
I did the thing for the cat shelter. It was a community alert program. Nothing to do with Beach Business Speaks.
Mm-hmm.
You heard it, and you just came to the plate.
Yeah.
You ran for, was it one day?
One day, yeah. Saturday, a couple weeks ago on a Saturday. What we did is we donated $2 from every large pizza sold or $1 from every slice or sandwich. I think we ended up raising, I think it was about $105, and I topped it off at $125 for the cat rescue.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Kudos on you.
No, it was good to do something like that for them. I mean, you know, it's a good cause, and I don't mind doing it as well. It, you know.
And you're just a new business in town, too.
Yeah.
You jumped right on board. You were the first one.
Yeah.
Okay? Just so you know. And I heard from the cat shelter how thrilled they were that you were doing this, okay?
Yeah.
Because it was going gangbusters all over Facebook.
Yeah.
Well, about this drive you were doing that day.
Yeah, it was a very worthy cause. And, you know, it helps the community and it helps, you know, the animals as well. I mean, myself, I'm a dog lover. I have 2 pets. Mm-hmm. You know, I have an older dog and I just got a new puppy, Chocolate Lab. So for me, you know, I'm a pet person. I like
them. Do you have time to spend with these pets?
You know, it's a lot of time split up between work and going home. And, you know, my mom at home as well, Cindy, she takes care of them between jobs as well. Like she
And your mom's a cook too, isn't she?
Well, she actually works in the bakery over there.
I heard.
Yeah.
I just found that out the other day.
Yeah.
She's in the bakery at the superstore.
Yeah.
No one's ever going to go hungry in your house, are they?
No. It's always somebody cooking at some point, that's for sure.
Okay, you also came to plate again for us. We did the Girl Guide cookie fundraiser going on a couple of Saturdays ago.
Yeah.
You just called the station and came down with 2 large pizzas to feed the girls.
Yeah, I talked to Joe, and I thought it was something that would be a good idea. I mean, you know, it gets my product out there, but at the same time, they're doing something for a worthy cause as well. You know, it's Girl Guide cookies. I can remember a lot of people walking around selling them. You know, growing up, and you know, for myself, it was something that was easy for me to do. It cost me really nothing, and it helps the community out. You know, in a very excellent cause. So, you know, it's stuff I don't mind doing. It's little things, here and there, and it's, you know.
And you were you grew up in Wasaga, didn't you?
Yeah, I grew up in Wasaga pretty much all my life. And, you know, as I turned 15, 16, I started to leave and play junior hockey. I went away to Ottawa at 16 and then out to Alberta at 17. And then last year took off to Florida for a year. Mm-hmm. Played junior A down there. And, you know, it's just, as my summers, you know, came to me, it was an opportunity to work and, you know, just kind of learn different things. And, you know, cooking sort of became something I was good at. And the pizzas were just, you know, my dad and I sort of put 2 and 2 together and came together with this product that, you know, we were able to be confident enough to open up a pizza store 3 years later.
Excellent. Well, you're doing an amazing job, okay? And you're back home.
Yeah.
That's how you look at it. You're back home.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for everything you're doing with the community so far.
It's not a problem.
Thank you. Is there anything else people need to know?
No, I think we've really covered it for the most part. But, you know, I wouldn't mind any new customers coming in. You know, it's the opportunity to present them something maybe they haven't tried before or, you know, give them a different flavor for pizza. You know, give them a different look on it. Maybe they don't like pizza and maybe it's an opportunity for me to make them like pizza. Or, you know, if they don't like pizza, I got sandwiches. If they don't like sandwiches...
Yeah,
you know,
I'm definitely going to try that veal. I'm going to try that chicken veal sandwich.
The chicken and the veal, yeah.
And the Panzerotti.
The Panzerotti.
Absolutely, yeah. The Panzerotti.
Absolutely, you can't miss out on that. It's a very good product, and like I said, there's a lot of pride put into that.
People need to know, you also have delivery?
Yes, we do, and we actually can now offer a debit on delivery. That machine came last week.
Oh, excellent.
Yes, so that's a big
Things
asset.
Just got a little easier, huh?
Things got a little easier, a lot easier, really. Yeah. You can offer a full payment method, you know, MasterCard, Amex, you know, Visa, debit, cover the basics. A lot of people like that option, and now I can offer it as well. So
okay.
It's good to have that.
How late can I call you to get a pizza?
You know what? I've had people call 10 minutes after I close, and I still make the pizza for them, you know, and if I'm there, I have no problem doing it. You know, I usually leave 30, 40 minutes after I close, but, you know, there's times I get a call 10 minutes after. If I'm there, I make it. You know, it's not like it's that hard. You know, you make your pizza, you put it in the oven, 10 minutes of my life. You know,
right,
it's not a problem for me. If a customer's hungry and they call me, you know, it's not like there's 20 or 30 of them calling at one time. It's one person. It's a regular customer, I'm sure, or they're looking to try the product. I have no problem to do that.
Excellent. Good for you. That's what you call an entrepreneur.
Yes.
Okay. I wish you all the best for the future.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate being in here.
Now, I have to ask you one question. I always end my shows.
No problem.
Does Greg Buchanan of Junior's Pizza buy his underwear locally?
Well, I can't say I do. There was a lot of good deals living in the States.
Okay, you're wearing out-of-country underwear. All right, thank you. Everybody knows this now. Okay, again, Greg, I want to thank you for coming in.
No, thanks for having me.
This was Greg Buchanan from Junior's Pizza at 198 Main Street, Wasaga Beach, right beside the Hawk Shop. Brand new business, fantastic, fantastic service. The phone number is 705-352-7492. Look for him on Facebook. You can see the menu there, or just pop down to the shop and grab a menu. I did. This is Victor Miller. Till next time, shop local. Now we are getting back to business.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only truly local radio station. Download your free Beach Booster Radio app to enjoy local radio anywhere. We encourage you to interact at info@beachbooster.com. Thanks for listening.
This is Victor Miller. Join me each week when I host Beach Business Speaks, only heard on Beach Booster Radio. Coming at you every Sunday at 10 a.m. and Monday and Wednesday at 5:30 p.m., where I am vocal for local business. This is not your average talk show, and for that, I do apologize.